Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, with my co-host, Mr. Matt Sajak, filling in for Zach the Youngblood Lewis this week. Let's go ahead and say hello.
Hi there.
It's if people remember, Matt has been on before as a guest, never at a co-host capacity. But hey, you know, if things work out, we may have a position for producer opening up any day. So
I'm honored to be here in whatever capacity.
Great. Andrew, whatever.
How's it going, Pablo Escobar?
Not so sure about that.
After like 20-odd shows, I'm sorry, I'm running out of good ones.
Our producer, Ryan Scharfenberg.
Hey, guys.
Back after a couple of weeks. What have you been up to, man?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Shocking. Now, without Zach here, I never had to do the Ustream before, so I wasn't sure how to set it up. And I remember asking you guys if you could bring computers. Like, how in 2014 do y'all not have a computer with a webcam?
I do. I just didn't feel like bringing it.
Dude, that is so douchey. Come on. Really? Like, that's like too big of a commitment for you to bring your computer?
Yeah.
I don't have a laptop, so.
Okay, well, see, he's in the clear.
Mm-hmm. That's a good excuse.
Well, I don't have a laptop either.
Yeah, all right. Mm. You just said you did, asshole.
I was kidding.
I was also kidding. I actually do have a laptop.
Does it have a webcam?
No.
All right. Well, you're fine then.
All right. We're off to a good start.
Why wouldn't you bring your computer with the webcam?
I just didn't feel like hauling it around, man. I'm sorry.
Hauling it around?
Okay, you're absolutely right. You know what? I was lazy.
It's called a laptop for a reason.
Would you like to tase me? Would that make you feel better?
Maybe.
That'd make me feel better.
So people are getting tased. I know that for sure. I also am bringing back Bizarre Foods this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do we got?
You'll find out.
I'm excited.
All right. Are you really going to get tased?
Second half.
Second half. Puss. Assuming I have enough content to fill the first half.
Well, we'll see about that.
We're going to be singing show tunes by that time.
Now everybody knows we had
we can
the...
do impressions.
Ooh.
Who am I?
So I had the bachelor party weekend last week. Matt was there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't talk about a lot of it. And that's not for us. That's for protection of our friends.
Right. Some of it has to be said.
Things that happen at bachelor parties don't need to be discussed later.
It's true.
People just don't need to know about some of the stuff that goes on there.
That's what makes them great.
That's what makes them great. I agree. And it's funny. I'm not going to speak to this particular bachelor party, but one of the things I love about bachelor parties is that everyone with a girlfriend hates the idea. They hate it. Mm-hmm. Because they have no idea what actually goes on at a bachelor party.
The girls hate it.
And that's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to know.
The guys love it.
To be honest, I didn't even really know until last weekend.
Until it was happening?
Yeah. But there are many other adventures we got in that you and I can talk about.
That's absolutely right.
We almost got on the roof of Windstar Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Until we were chased off by the fuzz.
We were chased off by the fuzz. We walked all the way over there. We went up a couple floors. And then I don't remember how exactly did I don't remember. It's all kind of fuzzy. I don't remember our
well,
plan.
First of all, on the
we
way
had
there,
a plan though.
We
I know
walking,
that
we were walking through the parking lot with open beers, and security did not take kindly to that. They told you straight up, chug it or toss it.
That's true, but that happened after we'd been doing it all night,
right.
Which I found really surprising. I think that was just one rogue douche security guy.
Right.
Yeah. What did I do? I think I took a big gulp and then I poured it out.
Somebody. He made his presence known.
Yeah.
Then we went in the hotel, though.
Then we went in the hotel. Our plan was, how many floors were there?
19, I believe.
So we went to 18?
We know the top three were concierge floors, so we went to like 16 or 17 and then took the stairs.
Yeah. But I was thinking the whole time that there's a lot of cameras and casino-type environments. So they probably knew what was going on. They probably saw some people. I don't know that they were in the staircase, though.
Fucking three drunk yahoos trying to, like, let's get on the roof, bro.
All I know is as soon as we popped the door at the first one, Matt sticks his head out. He's like, yeah, the cops are out there. Mm-hmm. We need to get the fuck out of here right now.
Yeah, we got up to the top floor of the hotel, and as soon as I opened the door from the staircase, there was two cops standing right there, and they were about to knock on somebody's door. I mean, fist in the air, ready to go, and they immediately turned and looked at us.
Like, well, that's our cue to exit.
Yep, slammed the door and ran back downstairs.
I think we did a lot of walking that night because my legs were really sore.
Mine are still sore.
I kind of lost my voice. I don't know that it's even completely back yet. The cabin, though, that we went to at Lake Texoma was actually really cool.
The cabin was way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Me too.
There was five bedrooms.
Five bedrooms. Plenty of room for anybody to
pull
sleep.
Pull out couches, full kitchen.
They had a chopping block for wood, a place to fish. We had a gun we were shooting, which was fun, off the balcony, basketball shooting at cans. Hoop. Yeah, basketball hoop. It was a good time.
Trees that we could use our machetes
on. We got fully equipped for adventuring, though, for the cabin. Mm-hmm. You know, we went a Walmart run first, and we're going through the aisle of, like, fishing and hunting gear, and Matt spots machetes for $6.
$6.88.
And he points them out and says, there's no way I'm leaving the store without that. So everybody wants to get machetes.
Yeah, we bought two machetes.
Two machetes. I bought a knife, because I have to have something to defend myself in the elements.
Those things are the real deal. I mean, they're like the size of my forearm.
They were huge machetes. They came with a holster for your belt and everything.
Yep, you put it right on the belt.
We had a plan. We wanted to get a solid buzz going once we got back to the cabin, and then just go out in the woods and play with machetes.
That's pretty much exactly what we did.
We only did it for like 30 minutes.
Until we learned how bad we are at macheting things.
My arm got tired really fast. But there's not that much I can do with a machete.
It took us all 30 minutes to chop through a fucking 2.5-inch thick log.
Yeah, we got through it, though.
We did. They're not made for chopping.
No. Shooting the gun was fun, though. Mm. We had cans posted up, various targets.
Mm-hmm. With the pellet gun?
Who was the first one to hit the one downtown? Is that
I
you?
I hit the downtown one, yeah.
You fucker. And I swear I hit it right after you, but they went low.
It took us probably roughly 50 shots to hit that. I finally hit it.
Other thing, fun things were funny. Carnes passed out really early, and people started stacking shit on top of him.
Yep.
So that was hilarious. There was a locked door in the cabin. This one guy, should I say his name? Do you think he cares?
Yeah, say the name.
Yeah, Brady. He was with us, and there was a locked door in the cabin. We don't know where it went. And he and I were talking to each other, saying, you know, we couldn't get on the roof for the Windstar. And, like, we really wanted to do that. So we have to be able to get behind this locked door. If that's something we just have to do.
There's one locked door.
We have to do this. So we start trying to, like, Danny Ocean this, coming up with various ideas. First, we try lock picking. But none of the tools we had around were in any way qualified to get us in that door. So we gave up on that pretty quick. Then we tried the credit card, trying to, you know, get the inside, you know, where it locks into the frame, get that open. No dice. And then for some reason, Brady had like a toolkit with him. And he's like, dude, we'll pop the hinges. So we actually did end up popping the hinges. We take the door off. All that's inside is cleaning supplies.
A vacuum, Febreze.
Yeah, but one of the guys who has passed out, we've been increasingly stacking stuff on top of him. There's like a table, a lampshade on his head, a case of beer, and the door was just a perfect way to top it off.
They put the door on top of him.
Yeah, we put the door. I think it was more on the side of him because he was kind of boxed in via the door and the table. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. And then we put the door back on, so we did no damage to the actual cabin.
We had to see what was in there. I mean, who knows what it could have been.
It could have been anything. Could have been a case of like top shelf booze or something. If it was, we couldn't have drank it.
Could have been a person in there.
Yeah.
So it was like Geraldo trying to open up Al Capone's tomb. And then
and it was pretty much the same result. Equal disappointment. There was nothing exciting in there.
We all felt like Geraldo.
Overall, it was a really fun weekend, though.
Who owned the cabin?
Do what?
Who owned the cabin?
I don't know.
It was on a campground.
Like they call it a resort
Did
type.
Did you rent it, though, or was that like somebody's family? Or
no, it was rented.
No.
I only hope that, you know, they get that. I can't imagine why they wouldn't get the deposit back.
It was a very nice place. It had a real 60s vibe to it.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
Mini bedrooms.
Jacuzzi tub.
They had a pool table.
Pool table, yep, with all the accoutrement for that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't actually get a bed that night, but I took two couch cushions and made a bed.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. Other than that, though, I don't have that much for the weekend. It was a good weekend. We got really, really trashed.
Very trashed. Did a little fishing.
Very unsuccessful. Anything.
Ended up just playing football on the beach.
Honestly, each night was equally fun, though.
It's true.
Although I thought I got more fucked up the casino night, but I remember more of that than I do the cabin night.
I definitely got more fucked up the casino night, although I did Ralph the cabin night.
Yeah, that's true. And I did too, but I'm pretty sure it was from eating uncooked meat.
Yeah, we ate raw.
I was, for 2 hours, like an hour at least straight, I was just cooking meat on the grill that they had there. I wasn't really drinking. I was just cooking meat. We had burgers, chicken, sausage. But occasionally, I was just randomly like, taking things off the grill, like putting in my mouth. And not an hour after everybody's eating, like I got major nauseous. Like I wasn't even that drunk, just crazy. And I'm thinking, yeah, this is going to happen. So I run to the bathroom. Before I can even get the lid up, I'm like, bah! Like just straight up. And I'm thinking, I may as well get all the poison out. So after the first heave, I go ahead to go to like put my fingers down my throat to get the next heave. Yeah. And I barely had to get them in my mouth. And it was just like,
it's funny you say that you weren't that drunk. We were probably like 15 beers deep at that point.
Well, yeah, I've been drinking all day. But yeah, I wasn't that hammered.
You know, that's funny because I got food poisoning last week too.
Oh yeah? Where'd you eat?
At Rooster's.
Oh, I love that place, Rooster's Roadhouse in Denton.
Never going back.
Oh, that place is tits, man. We used to eat Hell Burgers from there.
You guys want to go eat at Rooster's tonight?
No, but I will go still eat at Rooster's. I mean, I like that place. I'll still go eat there for sure.
Dude, fuck that place.
What'd you have?
pulled pork nachos.
Huh. Mm. That doesn't really sound like a very food poisoning.
Which is really good, but...
You sure you got it from there?
I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure.
Were you shitting and pissing? I mean, shitting and throwing up simultaneously type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's food poisoning, all right. Yeah. Now... You guys know, well, maybe Matt doesn't, maybe you don't either, Empire, but you know that guy, John Rhodes, who listens all the time?
Yeah.
He'll send us messages during, he's a cop, and I was thinking he should come in and sit in sometime and tell some of his cop stories, but he threw an idea out there, which I was totally receptive to, about going on a ride along with him, and I definitely think I should do that for the sake of the show.
I think you should too.
It would probably be fun, right?
Agreed.
I think it would also be cool if he, in addition to doing that, did come in here and tell some stories.
Yeah, cops have to have good stories.
I'm sure. Otherwise, why would you be one?
It would be fun. I get to wear a bulletproof vest, probably. Like, that would be cool. John, if you're listening, please messages. It sure looks like we're broadcasting, but I haven't heard from anyone.
Yeah, it looks like we're.
Usually, Zach does this stuff. He's out for the week. But yeah, I think the ride-along would be cool.
I would love to do that. In fact, I'm trying to do one.
I'm not
Canada.
Sure. If he's listening, if he is listening, I'm sure he'll message me about it. But last week, I really liked our porn discussion.
It was... Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was funny.
Very deep.
It was not deep. It was very, very vile.
A nice double entendre there. It was very deep.
Matt, have you ever watched a Bukkake movie?
I've seen them. I've never used it.
It's never been a preference.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously I've watched it.
I think Zach might be the only guy who really watched a Bukkake video because he thought it was hot.
I'm never like the guy that's like, yeah, get in there, yeah. Come on, yeah.
Yeah, no, me either. But I like the porn stuff because... One of the things I think is a great aspect of our show is talking about stuff that every dude thinks about but don't necessarily speak on. And porn definitely comes in. Most people, I mean, dudes talk about watching porn, but they don't really tell like their specific practices. That's what, do you have a porn preference? What's your go-to?
If you know, I've been big into redheads lately in whatever capacity.
You probably love the look at Zat's poopa video.
Look at Zat's poopa.
Six redheads. Just mute the audio and you probably think that was a sweet video.
Yeah, I've been really into that.
You ever watch anything with Faye Reagan in it?
Yes, I do. I know Faye Reagan well.
Smoking hot.
Redhead chick?
I love Faye Reagan.
Yeah. Naturelle redhead?
She's pale as fuck.
Yeah, she's.
Does she have like the pasty freckle look going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny Jensen, you know her?
I don't know Danny Jensen. Marie McCray is pretty hot as well.
Zoe Nixon?
We always get into this throwing out porn names. I couldn't name a single redheaded porn star.
Once you
maybe Danny Woodward? I don't know if she's natural.
I know the name.
She's a good porn star, that's for sure.
Once you find your, once you find a niche, you got to get in there.
Yeah.
I know a lot of my porn preferences, but it is nostalgia. Like, I love that. To try to find a video that I loved when I...
MILF Hunter Lita.
When I was 16 or something. Oh, dude, one of the best.
Lita.
Everybody should know that video. MILF Hunter Lita. It's all in, like, that weird, like, sun chair thing.
It's one of the best.
Gosh, you know, it's a classic. I am bummed that I wanted to talk about some current events this week, but I'm bummed Zach's not here because I wanted to talk about the passing of Harold Ramis. Mm. And he's one of the only guys I know who's as big of a Ghostbusters fan as I was. But that's still, it was very, it was a bummer. It was almost like losing a family friend when I heard about it.
Caddyshack, Stripes.
Animal House. Ghostbusters.
Did he direct Animal House?
No, he has something to do with it, but I'm not sure what.
He's a screenwriter, I think.
Yeah. I think Caddyshack is the first film he ever directed.
Yeah.
What did he die of?
He died of an autoimmune, it was an autoimmune disease, I know that.
But it wasn't AIDS.
No, it was not AIDS. That, I think you would have heard if that's what it was. But did you guys see I shared that thing on Facebook of the firehouse putting up that? Yeah, I was really bummed to find out that was fake.
Mm.
Yeah. I also like a page on Facebook called GhostbustersNews.com, and they shared a picture saying, this was taken earlier today, like that picture was fake, just so people know.
Yeah.
So whoever made that was a dickhole. The picture quality of it was really good, though. It looked like a modern picture.
Yeah, it did. It looked real.
It did not look like it was from 1988.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
So just take a picture of, like, the movie set or something?
I don't know.
This happened today?
I have no idea how they actually got that. They should have done it, though. You'd think the firefighters seeing that would be like, we should put that up for today. But maybe they're not allowed to do something like that, considering it is an actual firehouse. I don't know. Remember, guys, we talked about shitting at work last week? Well, Matt doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Matt, how do you feel about shitting at work?
Yeah, only one of us remembers talking about shitting at work last week because only one of us was here.
I was here.
Sick burn, dude.
Okay, yeah, that was Okay, it wasn't really meant to insult. It was meant to insult Scharfenberg, but I phrased it very poorly.
That's a terrible insult, man.
Wow.
Hey, let's check in with you. Before I go into the shitting at work thing, why don't you tell us about the Plenty of Fish?
I know what you're going to bring up, but I'm kind of following this course to the bitter end, so an update next week. She actually listens to the show now. So
damn it, I needed to talk to you about something before the show this week, and I totally forgot to do it.
Well, you know, shit happens, man.
Is that still something that could be possibly brought up in the next step?
No, probably next week.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you get down on
I'm
the
I'm asking to throw me a bone here, and you got nothing for me.
I'm sorry, man. I told you I needed to talk to you about it beforehand, because honestly, I'm not sure it's going to translate to radio well anyway.
Something happened that he doesn't want to tell
Maybe
us,
Maybe if
though.
You fucking got
it's
here
not
on
that
time.
I don't want to tell you about it. It's that it's...
Did she blow you?
No, nothing like that. It's an ongoing issue.
You touched her tits?
Yes, absolutely. She licked my asshole. That was what happened.
You at least made out with her, though, right?
Huh?
You have made out with her before, right?
I have before, yeah.
Was that on Valentine's?
No. This is actually an entirely different girl. So,
oh, my
like
God.
Like I said, it's a very difficult situation. Huh.
Well, what happened with the Valentine's chick?
Huh? Oh, actually, I haven't talked to her for like a week and a half now.
Oh, my gosh. Sound like you could have totally given her the yogurt gun.
Give her a little chicken and dumplings?
What does that mean? Chicken and dumplings?
You ever seen chicken and dumplings?
Of course.
Now imagine it going down somebody's throat.
I don't see how that that's parallels sexual. All
right, fucking give her your oyster.
That sounds like a chick thing.
Not a clam. We're talking about the oyster, the white jelly.
Oh, okay. Wait, what was the thing you were saying?
Hmm?
Oh, chicken
and
dumplings.
Like
chicken and dumplings looks like a load?
Yeah, you give her a little chicken and dumplings.
I don't see how that looks like cum at all.
It's not something I came up with. I've heard it from other people.
The yogurt or the custard or something makes more sense.
The yogurt gun is pretty funny.
Well, I like chicken and dumplings.
Custard shooter or whatever it was, I also thought was pretty funny. So, Matt, what's been up with you, man? Why don't you check in with us? Nobody knows anything about you, what you're up to. Why don't you... Oh, wait, hold on. We got a caller.
Oh.
And then we'll get into that. AJ's favorite caller. It's my brother. John, what's going on? You're on the show. Yeah, I know. I told you I wasn't going to be here.
Hey, John, how you doing?
How you doing? Doing well, man. Doing good on the show.
Have you been watching?
Why is DJ being so squirmy about his love life? He won't give it up. Give up the
seat. I just told you she listens to the show, man. I better be
How do you know she listens to the show?
Because she fucking listened to it and told me about it the next time I hung out with her.
Seriously?
Yes.
Like, did she watch it live or like listen to the podcast?
No, I think she has no idea that we're online right now. But
better off.
She's
that way.
Aware of our existence, certainly. So.
Well, there, John. Does that answer your question?
No, you still a douche. Hey, Jack. What is chicken and dumplings?
Come on, man. Am I the only one that's ever heard chicken and dumplings?
Yes. Yeah. It's like a.
It's slang for cum, John.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's like a soup that your balls produce, and it comes out your dick.
Why couldn't you say like clam chowder or something?
All right, that's funny. Clam shower.
All right.
I don't get the chicken part of it or the dumplings part of it.
I can agree with the broth, maybe, but
the actual liquid vessel that.
All right. Let's move off of the chicken and dumplings thing. All right, call in if you got something else for us. All right.
Wouldn't like cream of mushroom make more sense or something? Something with like no chunks.
Cream of mushroom is pretty good too.
That's pretty funny.
The only thing about clam chowder is it involves clam in it as well, which is kind of funny. But so, Matt, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
What do you want to know in particular? I'm 27.
You've known me for a long ass time.
I've known you for probably about 12 years now.
If I could ever know a guy who'd be good at sitting on the show, I know Matt and I have a good camaraderie, a good back and forth.
Yeah, we've been in the trenches together, that's for sure.
Even my own partner doesn't know me as well as this fucking guy does.
It's true.
But Zach is a young blood.
We've been through thick and thin, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Peaks and valleys.
So, Ryan.
Yes.
What is he doing?
Ryan?
Yeah, seriously, what are you doing?
Checking important stuff. Jeez. What do you want?
Are we got a bizarre food this week? Are you gonna do it?
Sure.
Are you gonna get tased?
Are you actually gonna do it, or are you gonna say you're gonna do it, wait for everybody else to do it, and then be like, I don't wanna do it?
That is a very legitimate question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Have another beer. Fucking we'll talk about it.
You know, I don't even know where to start.
He just
with
gave
this
me
guy.
Like this dirty look. Like, I can't believe you said that.
I could feel that look.
What the fuck?
Do you like being on our show?
No.
I think everyone realizes that except me. And definitely our listeners. So, what? Do you not want to be on our show anymore? You can tell us. Be honest with us.
I mean, as long as I'm invited, I'll be here.
Yeah, but why? I mean, why? But if you don't want to be a part of it, then why do you come in?
I'm just fucking with you. I love being here, man.
Fucking with me would imply that there's a joke.
Not necessarily.
Oh, all right, forget it. Forget it. I take it back.
This is
great. We can't talk about the bachelor party. We can't talk about the Plenty of Fish. And we can't talk about why Ryan wants to be a jerk off.
Well, we can try, but Ryan's not going to give us any straight answers.
Well, I would bust out the bizarre food. I mean, we can at least talk about it now.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I thought that what I really wanted to do was we have done all kinds of fish things and gross meats. And I remember when we first did sardines, you said I always imagined sardines being like the actual little fish.
Yeah.
And I really wanted that. I wanted to find the little fish. But I couldn't find those anywhere. But while I was in the aisle of gross stuff at the store, there was a bottle of just clam juice. And it seems like people enjoy the juice aspects of our fish bizarre food. So I thought, maybe we all just drink a shot of fish, of clam juice.
Hell yeah.
I'll drink it for sure.
It's probably the closest AJ's mouth's been to clam in a while.
Unfortunately, that's absolutely the case.
Sick burn.
So yeah, everybody's down for the clam juice? Ryan?
Sure.
All right, so clam juice in the second half. Man, I got to say, Monday, coming in Monday to work, after the weekend was terrible. My voice was completely gone.
I slept for about 14 hours.
I think on Monday, from about 5 o'clock Monday evening till noon the next day, during that time I slept like 15 hours. I had to catch up on it.
I wasn't right until, I guess probably until this morning.
I don't know that I'm still right. I still feel like my voice is a little gone. But I was cracking major yesterday. It was a fun weekend, though.
Very fun.
AJ, that's really all you can tell us? Or are you just sitting there trying to not smell your own fart?
Yeah, not smell my own fart. So.
What'd you eat for lunch?
Turkey sandwich.
Mm.
His foods are always something that I wouldn't expect to produce rank farts. If he had said a tuna fish sandwich.
That's what I had for lunch.
Or barbecue or something. Or did you eat a tuna? You make it at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever had the Subway tuna?
Yeah. In fact, that's my go-to Subway sandwich.
Yeah, really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I always go for the ham.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude, that is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I never smell it.
Well, I'm glad I could bring some sunshine
to
your day.
God damn, CJack, do you ever have any problem with shitting at work?
Actually, it's funny you mention that. I'd rather not go into too many details about it, but yes, I have.
You used to shit at Reliable, right?
Oh, a daily basis.
Did they have seat covers at Reliable?
No. I'd go to back in the day when I worked there,
the downstairs was always where I
was. It was vacant. So I'd go down there and I'd just enjoy it. I mean, get paid my hourly wage for sitting on the john.
I remember there was one day, though, that I was working, because I actually worked downstairs. I think they called it the dungeon, that like office area back down there with no windows or anything. And I was hungover as fuck. I think it was after Ashlyn's birthday. I know it was one of her birthday. And it's funny because I was supposed to be the designated driver that night. And I
got
throwing up. Yeah. And I'm at work and I was sitting there and I got super nauseous. So my first instinct was I eventually hit the point where you know, like, I'm going to throw up. It's only a matter of time. I need to figure out where it's going to happen. So
you start getting the saliva in your mouth.
You get spitty and yeah. So my thought was run to that downstairs bathroom that was usually vacant. So I bolt into there and somebody's shitting in there. Like, unbelievable. So I have to go upstairs. The one it gets way more traffic. Have I ever told this on the show before? I may have, okay.
Did you catch a whiff of the shit when you walked into the bathroom?
So I start to bolt upstairs, and as I'm going up, like, the main staircase, there's two enormous fat bitches. A lot of fat people work there.
Yes.
Like, start coming down the stairs, and I'm immediately thinking, like, I'm not going to try to get past them. Like, no way. So I go back, go to the back staircase, go up there, go into the men's room. There's somebody shitting in there as well. So I'm hoping maybe whoever was in there before isn't there anymore. At this point, I'm bursting at the seams. I run down the steps, and as I'm coming into that bottom, the puke had come up into my mouth where it was almost coming out, but I was holding it. Like, my cheeks were flared.
Ugh.
Like, my mouth was full. And as I busted open, it starts spraying out of my mouth, and I left a trail, but the back toilet was open then. So, I'm spewing puke rising in the toilet. It's like, right now, but I definitely left a trail of liquid vomit on the way to the toilet. And that was one of my worst bathroom experiences at work. But I don't know that I ever shit there.
You know, I don't want to talk about my job too much, but I've actually had my current job, I've had to leave the field to go
poop. Really?
Yeah.
That's even
twice.
Is that even allowed?
Yeah, I mean, if you gotta go, you gotta go.
Is it frowned upon?
it's a little frowned upon, but yeah, two times in my career, I've had to leave the field.
Was it like diarrheas, like stomach rumbling?
Big time, no solids.
Yep, that's where it always happens. Yeah. That's why I had to shit at work on Monday. And don't get me wrong, they have very, very clean bathrooms there. But if there's one other person in there, it just makes me not.
God,
want
to I loved shitting there.
Where at Reliable?
The best.
Back then, I guess that bathroom got less traffic.
There's nobody. There's no office down there.
Yeah,
you just go in there. It's yours. It's yours for the taking.
See, I had to work on Monday. I had to work at 5 a.m. and I had a girl staying over that night, and which sucks because we talked about last week. Whenever a girl's around, nobody wants to fart or shit or whatever. And but an advantage of getting up at 3 a.m. is the odds that she would wake up and hear me pooping are very, very remote. Which, by the way, for some reason, I was listening back to last week's show. Whenever I said poop, I would say poop. I don't know why I said it like that. But this week, I'm going to say pooping in a normal way. So I got up at 3 to take a poop. And it was a nice poop, like a good hearty poop. You'd think I would be good for the day. I felt very good about it because a lot of times I don't want to shit at work. And I'd be standing there for hours just so uncomfortable because I have to take a dump. But I took a dump, got to work. I'm thinking everything's copacetic. And then not an hour into my shift, the stomach starts rumbling, diarrhea status. Like the real stomach, like the gut-wrenching cramps that we all hate. And it's where my stomach sounds like a Keurig or a coffee mate. God. So after about 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes of holding it off, I realized this is going to happen. Like really going to happen. There's not that often in your life where you have to actually clench to holding your shit because it's like that explosive. But as I finally decided, yep, I have to do this right now, I was big time clenching all the way to the toilet. And then I get in there and it looks completely empty. I kind of do a little survey where I walk, there's three stalls, two normal, one big handicap one. And I don't want to take the big handicap one because what if a handicap guy walks in?
Yep.
So I'm looking through the cracks to make sure they're both empty and the middle one looks empty. I know that the one on the very end is empty and the one on the far right is empty because the doors are open. But I figure I'll go in the middle.
Looking through the cracks, like where you turn the knob to lock it?
Yeah, like glancing through the crack to see if anyone's in there.
Are you not worried that if there is somebody in there, they're going to think, why the fuck is this guy trying to look at me?
I didn't care. So I can tell nobody's in the middle one, but I go to push the door open and it's locked. And I don't know why. So then I'm worried that somebody's hiding out in there while I'm taking a dump. But I use the seat cover thing, which I've never really used before. I pull it off and I throw it down on the seat and I sit down. But I didn't realize when you pull the seat cover thing off, there's like a thing in the middle that's like a tab. I don't know. It's weird. Like, I don't know what that is. So as soon as like the explosive shit starts falling out of my ass, I can hear it hitting that paper tab thing, which is weird. But then I expel it, I flush it, and I'm feeling better. And then I'm kind of sitting there relaxing a little bit, looking at my phone. And I notice every time I move, like even flinch a little bit, it makes like a paper crumbling. Like, I wish I had a piece of paper, like type noise.
It's like being on the doctor's table.
yeah, exactly. So I reach over and then I dunk the seat cover. I'm like, I don't want, if somebody walks in, I don't want to hear me like scrunching around. And I finish up my shit. And thank God it's one of those auto sensor ones, but there's like a manual thing you can hit. Because I have to hit the flush like six times. And that's why when it comes to the courtesy of shitting at work or in public places, Matt, you were talking about this earlier. I hate when you go in there and there's a huge explosive dump that wasn't flushed down.
Fucking hate
it. It either means the guy's a fucking asshole and he blew up the toilet and just left it, or he didn't flush enough times to where it cleared out and it got clogged up.
That's one of the most irritating things is walking into the bathroom and either having to take a leak or poop and there's already remnants from the last person that was there.
Everyone should practice the multi-flush.
When you pee into the urinal, it's right there. You get fucking splashed on every single time.
Oh, I hate that so much. Especially in the summer when we're wearing shorts and you can really feel it. Oh,
the last
my
thing
God.
You want
How
is
gross?
Somebody else's urine potentially splashing on you. That reeks of AIDS and...
Somebody's shit and piss is way worse.
Let me bring up a question of etiquette then.
All right.
There's not that many people who work at where I work at. It's basically five of us in the office.
Okay.
And we've got one bathroom and you go in there, you flush. Everybody can definitely hear it flush. And if you go in there, it's a pretty powerful, you know, suction. But usually there are some
splash
skid marks left on the side of the bowl because it's a very clean bowl. You know, it shows up very clearly.
Sure.
Anyways, so when that happens, you know, would you flush again knowing that they're going to think, wow, that guy was taking a monster shit? Or would you just leave that and hope the next person
first
comes
of all,
in as a customer?
If you leave a fudge ribbon on the bowl, flushing again isn't necessarily going to eradicate that. You could flush again and it does nothing. That may require the work of a brush.
You got to get in there.
Yeah, you probably got to get in there. Now, have you ever come across something really weird, though, where you go in and there's like a fudge kiss on the toilet seat? How the fuck does that happen?
No, thankfully, I don't think I've ever seen that.
I saw once at Reliable, on their toilet paper roll, there was a thumbprint poop smear. On the teepee, like on the next one to come out.
Yeah, sometimes you go to wipe and you end up with a little mud on the finger and then you...
What are you... No, that does not ever happen.
Never?
Okay. There are times where I'm not sure it would happen, and I think maybe it did, and I go and give like a little nose check.
Or maybe you kind of rip through the paper.
Leave a little bit of on the toilet paper for the next person.
But most of the time I do a check, it comes up clear. Thank God. It's like the shard test. When you think when you go to check the oil and it comes up clean, you're like, thank God. Mm-hmm. But you know, one out of every 20 times you go and there's actual little gravy on
a little
there.
Residue.
Yeah.
A little gravy on there. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's fucking sharded. If you say you haven't sharded, you're lying to yourself.
I never sharded.
That's bullshit.
Bullshit, you sharded in my apartment after Halloween.
Yes, that was the joke.
And then you still went to the Super Buffet. That's the joke.
Yeah, we did go to Super Buffet after that.
We did.
And you said that the au jus actually touched your actual boxer's cloth.
Yeah, I mean, I went in there and I cleaned it off as best I could, but there was certainly still...
Without actually popping off your boxers, I don't know how well you could really clean it.
Exactly.
Why'd you go to Super Buffet?
Wanted Super Buffet, man. Jesus. I think I also needed to ride back to my car or something that morning, so...
Yeah, that could have been. Super Buffet always hits the spot, too, after a night of drinking.
Sure does. I love that place.
Well, on that note, we got a bunch of stuff to get to when we get back. Bringing back bizarre foods. Scharfenberg's going to get tased, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Status Bro.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Status Bro Show. We're back from our very short break. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling. With filling in for Zach Lewis this week, we have my friend.
Go ahead. Hi there. Matt Sajak. How you doing?
Along with our other co-host.
Andrew Blondegren.
And, wow. And our producer.
Ryan Scharfenberg.
This is his week to shine. He decided he really wants to step up. He wants to up the ante. He's bringing his A game. And I appreciate that.
It's been taking lessons from me.
Ooh, is this really your last show?
We'll see. Won't we?
Why do I go to you?
Just don't.
All right, why don't we do a bit? Why don't we do the bizarre food? Or tasing?
Let's do it.
Somebody should get tased.
I feel weird, but I feel like I'm the one that needs to be tased since I'm kind of new here.
You know, but Ryan's never been tased.
I think there's two people who need to be tased.
He says his lack of...
I'll do it if you do it.
That's a dangerous thing to say to this guy.
Yeah, he's right. Unless he's doing it first.
I'll do it if you do it.
I'm not doing the tasing.
Come on, Ryan. Why not do the tasing?
I've already answered that question.
But during the break, you were saying that you're all in.
I am all in.
That's not all in, then.
No.
That's partial in.
No.
Matt, will you do it?
I guess so, yeah.
I mean, why the fuck not?
Yeah, what do I got to lose? My life?
Ryan, will you grab the taser?
Right now? Fuck. All right.
You know, at least take a look at it, size it up a bit.
Can you do it through jeans?
Yeah, of course. What do you want to administer your punishment?
I'd like it. I'll take it on the leg somewhere.
Really?
You should do it in the ass.
Well, yeah, I always did the ass. Honestly, you
should. All right, then I'll probably
do it. I've done other spots, like I did the arm.
Oh, God, oof. That sounds so God, violent.
The sound is so ominous.
I hate that.
It really is a scary sound. Every time it catches me off guard.
It looks scary, too.
Now, the way we usually do it...
Yeah, I don't like that.
...is he'll put it to your leg, and then you actually let him know when you want to administer it.
We take that from Scharfenberg on to trust him with it.
It flashes when you turn it on.
Yeah, there's like a little flashlight that comes with it.
Cool.
Scharfenberg, did you do the mouse traps?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I fucking hate mouse traps.
You don't want to do a mouse trap?
No.
We got mouse traps.
No, I don't want to do that. Bad memories.
I love how much of our show, though, will end up being just negotiations of the bits rather than actually doing it.
We
really do.
Dude, do it,
Where I'm always like, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it. Everybody else is always...
Eat that pussy, dude.
Yeah. I can't go into that.
No, we can't talk about that one. Yeah, dude.
Eat that pussy, dude. Oh, man.
I better know what this was a reference to.
No, you don't.
You don't. You don't want to know.
No, it's from way back in the day.
God damn, he's got the taser so close to me right now.
Okay, good.
There's like literally 7 inches between the top of that taser and the top of my dick, and it just makes me really nervous.
It's by your knee.
Dude, the one episode where when we first busted out the taser, Kyle was going to do it on his nuts.
Well, that's Kyle.
I didn't want to see Kyle's junk.
Oh, well, you could leave permanently. I mean, not talking to you, but talking to the person who said that.
Yeah. Kyle's a fucking death wish.
Yeah, but could you ever, I mean, would you ever be able to stop, stop Kyle from doing on his nuts? Like, how could you not, how could you say no to that?
I think I'd put my foot down and say, no, don't do this, dude, for your own sake.
I was totally ready for him to do it. I'd accepted that Kyle's going to taste his nuts, and I applauded his courage.
I'd let him do it on his gooch. I don't know if I can let the guy taste his nuts.
He did his bare nip.
That's true.
That's a pretty good spot. You want to do
it? Yeah, I guess I'll do it.
Give him a quick zap.
Hold on, let me drink a little bit.
Yeah, have a little drink. It really, the best thing about it is it's over super quick. I would say the lingering of some of our bits are worse with the foods are concerned.
I'm really not looking forward to this at all.
I mean, eating the bacon strip lasted a long time.
Yeah, like 90 seconds of pain as opposed to
two. Ryan, you want to show us come on, why don't you eat the bacon strip finally?
Fuck, I'll eat one, shit.
Yeah, Matt will eat one. I'll do it again. No, I'm not going to say that because last time I got screwed.
I'll do a bacon strip.
Yeah.
I'll do a bacon strip.
All right,
go grab them.
Now we're doing
to the very left of my oven and in then, the drawer.
If somebody else gets tased, I would be way more willing to do it.
We also still have a brand new bizarre food this week that we have not done yet that I'm excited about.
Oh, God.
Can I eat a Twix after it?
Yeah, sure. You can grab whatever you want, Dad.
I wish I'd brought my fucking... We actually have
AJ, while you're over there, will you set out 4 shot glasses?
I wish I brought my bourbon.
They're in that cabinet that you were just in.
Oh. I'm going to want to chase this with some fucking hard liquor.
I would not eat those Zaps or whatever they are, man. Those are old as fuck. Like, we're talking a couple years.
Yeah, fuck, we ate raw hamburger the other night. I think we'd be just fine.
And I fucking threw up.
Yeah, so, violently vomited.
I've never become ill from one of our bizarre foods, Neckwood. And we've eaten some gross shit. I think Ryan should take a double shot.
I think so too.
All right. Well, we're in agreement. Leave him.
Okay.
Do we have to eat a whole one or just like break off a nug and eat the bacon strip?
No, you got to eat a whole one.
Fuck.
It's not a strip. They're little niblets.
Oh, okay.
It's about the size of a bite anyway. Because I got the off-brand of these fucking things.
Are you chasing it with water?
Yeah.
Matt, you're a pet owner. You've probably seen these before.
Oh, yeah. No, we have those at my house right now.
Yeah.
It says bacon flavor, right?
But you never ate one.
No.
Now, let me get one of those.
God damn it. Yeah, give me one too. I hate this so much, dude. I don't know why these are so awful.
I'm not really looking forward to this.
I would rather eat the cat food all day compared to this.
I'm actually looking forward to the clam juice much more than I am this.
So. Yeah, well, you would be.
Why is that?
Oh, God, those are...
Because you haven't got clam in a while.
I would actually probably rather eat actual clam.
They smell so good.
I know.
Oh, AJ's eating it. He's eating it.
You better eat a full one. Yeah, AJ eats one like every week.
Oh. There.
All right.
Cheers, boys.
Go ahead, eat. I'm not going to do it. Give us your thoughts. Thoughts? He's chewing.
It kind of tastes like a stale Slim Jim.
But the texture is just so awful.
Yeah.
It's very gummy. Oh, Ryan eating it?
Yeah.
He's very red.
You know what? That's not enough. As bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, let me go ahead.
It's not good, but I could see why dogs like them.
God damn it, I hate this so much. Why did I do that again?
I can't believe how understated Matt is about it. I thought those are one of the worst things we've ever eaten on the show. Certainly.
Oh my God. You expect it to be kind of salty, but it's not. The texture is so bad.
It's not great.
Yeah, I'm going to be picking that out of my teeth for days.
The flavor itself is not nearly as offensive as the texture.
It just kind of breaks up.
Chase it with a Twix.
No, I forget all about that bacon strip.
Nah, it wasn't. That wasn't the worst thing I've ever had.
It wasn't good.
All right, taser time.
Yeah, I'm really dreading that. If you want, I'll fucking do it.
If you want, we'll do the clam juice first.
No, I'd rather do the taser first and then have the clam juice as a backup to that.
A chaser.
Mm-hmm. Don't take your mind off the clam juice. I'm pretty sure about that.
Oh, good God. That was fucking disgusting.
All right, you guys want to tase me or what?
Yeah, who wants to actually administer Sajak's tasing?
I think it should be you.
But I have to actually sit here.
Yeah. Well, just help. You know, shit for brains over here to move, and you can do it right there. What did you just throw?
AJ, you should do it. You're in the best position.
Yeah, can I have that?
All right, how do I operate this thing?
First, you got to power it up. There's a switch on the side. You're ready to rock.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Matt, I think you should consider doing the ass. I think that's the best spot.
That would really be the way to go, man.
I think I'm going to go ass. Hit me on my right
cheek. It's not the first time you said that.
Okay.
All right.
This is not the first time Matt took one in the ass.
You ready?
Yeah. Do you want me to count to three or do you want me to just go?
Wait. No. Matt. Lean over here. Get in my mic so that we can actually hear your reaction. But your mouth is
I really want to lean on something, though. Careful, my wallet's in this one.
Yeah. You might want to watch out, Ryan, just in case.
Yeah, is this going to really fuck me up or what?
No, you'll be okay.
You'll be fine. Honestly. It's over in 2 seconds.
They'll try and get away from it, but you'll only hurt
yourself. Just let them know when you want him to get you.
Go. Oh! Oh, God. Yeah, that stings.
It sounded bad.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude, it sounded like an electrical.
There's like a spark in there. Yeah.
That would stop somebody if you were trying to fuck with them.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Yeah, that's good.
All right, come on, Ryan, you're next.
Fuck, I might take another one. That's refreshing.
I like it.
Ooh, God.
I did your bacon strip, goddammit.
Dude, the taser's not
that after bad. Like 6 weeks.
Yeah, hit the taser, dude. It's really not that bad.
Yeah, come on. Really?
Ooh. Yeah, that's good stuff.
You guys want to talk a little bit before we go into the clam juice?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm down for some clam juice.
You want to do it right now?
Kevin? Get right into it.
What do you got? Is it a good topic?
I don't know that it's accurate.
Enthrall our audience.
It's something that pertains to me personally, but I wanted you guys to weigh in on this. Have you ever been with a chick where you got kind of rough on it?
You're going to have to define that.
Not maybe you as much as or she did. Like put some damage into you. Because
I think I know what you're referencing. And
what, me in my personal life with the clawing and the biting thing?
I've seen the pictures, and to the extent of that damage, no, certainly not.
But that's what I wanted to ask. How far is too far? Would you say that was too far?
Yeah. I'd say when it starts getting to that point where you're actually like physically damaged from it, then...
There's this girl that sleeping with, whatever. Whatever. Anyway, I would get like clawed and... She'll like bite my neck and whatever, but like scratching on the back was a big one. But this one time, I like a couple hours later in the day was like, "Holy shit, dude, my back hurts really bad. I need to go see what's up." And went looked in the mirror and just could see it had bled through my shirt. And so I thought, "Oh fuck, this is not good." Like pop my shirt off, like claw marks all over. I had Zach actually take a picture of it because I tried to do it myself, but I couldn't get like a good picture of my whole back.
Has this picture been made public? Because
no,
I think I maybe it wasn't you then. I've seen something along the sort.
Yeah, and I'm talking like teeth marks, full on, like impressions, like on my neck, claws in the back. And I wonder, like, is that too far? But I think a girl can get away with going too far much more than a guy ever could.
Of course.
What am I going to do?
I think he's absolutely right.
I've choked a girl.
Nothing I would do would really. Yeah, I've done that as well. And I've been choked.
Yeah.
And I think they're both kind of cool.
That's all right.
A little bit.
Dude, I thought I was getting too rough one time, and the girl straight up told me, like, I stopped, and she was like, no, keep going. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, see, that's. It can be cool.
Yeah.
But it seems like as far as marks go, the girls get like, because she would bite me real hard or something, and I'll grab the back of her hair and pull it. But like, none of the things I do really put, you don't put marks on a girl. Bruises, maybe. I've been bruising as far as like from grabbing her. Like.
You just don't need to leave marks where people can see, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid of that.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, waka waka.
The whole thing is just very bizarre to me. I don't know what kind of protocol there is there.
I was joking in case.
Yeah, I know you're joking. I just kind of glossed over it because it wasn't that good of a
joke. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You ever got a little rough with a chick, Andrew?
I've never like choked a chick, no.
You ever been choked?
No, I have not.
No. You've been choked?
Me neither, no.
No?
Very vanilla sex lives.
What can I say?
Yeah, not like Zach would have that. I mean, Zach's had a pretty vanilla, I would say, too. But maybe he could have weighed in on this a bit. Zach seems to not like to get into his personal relationship that much, though.
Yeah.
Is it really? Come on.
No, so I had a really horrible joke I was going to make.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll tell you afterwards. It's very hurtful, and I don't like it.
Jesus.
Wow.
Can't
suddenly
just,
Mr. Sensitive over here.
Yeah, dude, my spidey sense is tingling from that. So
you can't just build it up and not say it. Just say it.
My forceful inquiry.
For a moment, I can tell you or something like that, and then we'll
no, my forceful inquiry is only going to get worse.
We'll censor it later.
Just write it down, and we'll all read it. I swear I won't read it out loud.
Okay, how about this? I'll text it to you, and you can decide if you would like to...
That actually is a very good idea. I'm curious to hear this. Hey, you guys heard about that From Dusk Till Dawn TV show?
Yeah.
I watched the trailer recently, and it was unbelievable douche shows.
Oh, I've heard about it.
I was open-minded to it. I thought it might be cool.
She put on a strap.
Stop, dude. Oh, you're not actually.
No lube.
Boy, it's just furiously typing there.
I'm trying to think of.
He's sweating.
Yeah, like, I wish I had never brought this up, but I can't help smiling to myself, and everybody knows.
Say, Jake, you ever have cyber sex with a chick?
What do you think is, obviously, the autocorrect kind of caught something there.
Sajak's reaction is making me very intrigued. Sajak, you ever have cyber sex with a chick?
You gotta say it.
Yeah.
Come on, be honest.
Yeah.
I know I did.
I have.
Was it ever with a rando?
Yes. I've done it with randos and also people I know.
See, I know I've done it with a rando. I'm just having trouble, like, citing a specific circumstance, but I know that I did it.
Haven't we talked about this before?
No, yeah,
like,
but
at the end of it, was like, dude, I'm a dude, or something.
No, that never happened, but yeah. I don't remember the exact...
So it was a dude, but he didn't tell you.
It could have been, okay. I guess.
You said pictures?
No.
If he was a dude, then he was good. So.
Yeah.
Well, of course
but,
he would be.
But man, do you remember how you facilitated that? Because I don't.
Like, not really. No.
I just know that when I was... I want to talk about like 15.
Yeah, I was going to say way younger.
Yeah, like way younger.
And it was probably some 38-year-old dude sitting in his fucking room.
Like, who the fuck knows?
Who cares?
But for all we know, it was a...
I busted.
16-year-old F with 33 Ds and whatever the fuck, you know, whatever it said
ASL.
It was. Yeah. But it's funny, though, if it happened, whenever you would bust a nut, then you would immediately, like, delete, close. Like,
oh,
there was absolutely no post-combo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to know what happened.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Combo for later?
Like, what if they did say, I'm a dude, ha.
Yeah, well.
I just came.
Yep. I came. And that felt nice.
Hey, did you send me that text or what?
Yes, I did.
It's a pretty good one.
All right, let me check my phone.
I think the moment's kind of been lost anyways, but.
I think it'll still be funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
now I'm
me.
The only one that doesn't know the joke.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it should be, right?
Yep, you're not going to know.
Fuck you, Andrew.
You said you weren't even going to go to Hooters.
No, I'm not going to Hooters.
Oh, my God.
What does that have to do with it?
It means you're a dick.
Andrew didn't go to whatever the fuck.
What are you talking about? Yeah, what are you talking about?
For the longest time, you did not go to
it was a while, show. Yeah, but, you know, Kevin and Zach sent me straight. And,
yeah, now he goes.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm in my place.
There you go?
You didn't
there you go? Nothing.
Totally okay for you. For me, no.
I'm sorry, but that was funny. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't say it, though. You would have been a dick.
What is so dissension in the ranks, even worse than I'm doing with Ryan tonight.
Yeah, which Ryan absolutely has coming, where Zach has earned his stripes here.
Wasn't about you, buddy.
Zach has proven his worth.
Exactly.
To be honest, Sajak's worth is almost more valuable at this point. Ely's got his. You know what? Let's set up the juice.
You want to do the juice?
Did you pull out 4 shot glasses?
I did.
Ryan, why don't you go ahead and pour that out for us?
Sure.
See, thank you. I like that. Oh, got a caller. Guess who it is?
John.
John, you're on the show.
Oh.
Yeah, check that. Make sure or do something. I don't know. God damn it. Sorry about that.
Where's the shit?
Yeah, it's alright.
Oh, it's in the cabinet to the left of the oven. If you open it, the top cabinet, it should be like directly in front of you. No, the top one.
Did
Sajak
get tased though?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Sajak got tased.
Sajak's a good addition.
Mm-hmm.
You should kick AJ off and just have Sajak.
What? AJ has totally proven his worth. If anyone in our cast you would call in a bitch about, I would expect it to be Scharfenberg.
Yeah. All right.
All right, well, thanks.
Just break the balls.
All right.
Anyways.
You know, one of these days we're going to need to sort out what the AJ John thing is.
He's just called in to bitch. I swear he listens to the show mostly so he can find things to call in and bitch about.
You really think so?
I think that when it comes to me, yeah, absolutely.
I love that about him.
There we go.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Hey, oh. Ooh, it looks like lemonade.
It actually doesn't look too bad. I'll take that.
It looks like an Arnold Palmer.
Please don't spill any of those on that plum. Hey, will you bring me the bottle also?
Yes. It smells like a dirty cat.
As opposed
to a dirty cat?
Like
oh my god, no it doesn't.
Scharfenberg, don't be an asshole. Give me one of the shot glasses. Thank you.
Alright, what we're drinking here is oh god, dude, I thought the smell was horrible. Bumblebee all natural clam juice. You want to know the ingredients?
How about we mix it with some tomato juice and Budweiser?
Sounds great. I love those.
I bet you can guess what the ingredients are.
Clam juice?
Yeah. And clam water. Juice and salt. Oh, that's it.
Wait, this doesn't have a lot of sodium, right? I can't have too much.
Actually, no. For a tablespoon, it only has 30 milligrams. So, you know, you should be good on the sodium.
Good deal.
Yeah, you'll be good.
Got a lot of protein?
God, dude, I really don't want to do this one. 0 grams of protein.
So. You guys want to tase me while I drink this?
But what I thought was so gross about it is look at the bottom, like all the sediment in there. See, I never.
Somebody's got to drink the sediment.
I never did a shot of fish juice. Like, I never did that whole thing. I was here while y'all did it, but.
Why didn't you do it?
I don't know. There was only ever enough for like one or two people.
Yeah, I think. Wasn't that actually me and Scharfenberg?
Yeah.
After I like guilted him into it.
That's his one thing, dude. That's his claim to fame.
So you should actually be thanking me, Scharfenberg. You shouldn't be giving me all this attitude.
Scharfenberg,
I'm giving you attitude.
What are you?
I asked you for a shot glass and you gave one to everybody but me, and then you handed me the bottle.
You just stuck your hand out.
No, I simply said, give me the shot glass.
Why don't you shut us all up and just get tased?
The audio will tell the story, sir.
The taser's not
bad. He's right.
Bad.
We do. I mean, we listen. Sucks, but. Hey, Jay, when was the last time you listened to a show?
It's been a while.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Who wants to go first on the clam juice?
Wow.
So do we? We don't all want to do it at the same time. You just want me to go ahead?
Yeah. No, I want to go one at a time.
WNBC.
Yeah.
Hope you check on
gargle it and say Status Bro Show.
I better get my beer ready.
It's not that bad.
Okay, that reaction doesn't really merit.
Yeah, your reaction
it's not
was
that
very
bad.
Violent.
All right, the aftertaste, I'm going to say, is horrible. But
well, that's a given.
It goes down pretty easy.
Fuck it, bottoms up. Ooh. Yeah, the aftertaste is not good.
Is it very fishy?
It tastes like I just ate a diaper.
All right, Kevin, let's go.
No,
fuck you, asshole. This is going fucking counterclockwise.
Ugh.
I'm not taking the risk that I'm going to do it and he's going to fucking bail on it.
Go ahead. It's not the worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
He didn't. His reaction didn't look that bad.
There it is.
There you go.
Was it worse than the bacon strip?
I think it was.
Possibly, yeah.
I think that's saying a lot. I hate the bacon strip, dude.
Bacon strip was certainly worse, I would say.
AJ, you had the potted meat, right?
Yeah.
And you thought it was pretty good?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
That was supposed to be... we did a search of, like, grossest foods you can find. Anyway, the potted meat was supposed to be really, really gnarly. And the contents of it are extremely gnarly. But the flavor was not bad.
I'm pretty sure I've had potted meat before.
I would eat it on a cracker, for sure. The cat food also was not bad.
Can I get another one?
I'm stalling.
Do you really want another one? There's a bit left. You guys want to do seconds?
Scharfenberg chugs the rest of that bottle. He's off the hook for good. No, I take that back.
Who's going to get the sediment?
If we get it down to that level, I'll do it.
I'm going to give Ryan an option here. I'm going to give him a multiple choice. You can get yourself back to even. And
I'm back to even, motherfucker.
No, you're not. No, we continue doing the show perhaps Wednesdays to accommodate you, but you either drink the rest of the clam juice.
Nope.
Or you get his.
Neither.
I'd go for
and
I'd
there
go
it
for
is.
The juice.
And there it is. That's it.
Yeah, listen to the Status Bro Show at our new time, Thursdays, 7:15.
This?
Oh,
this sounds so brutal, dude.
Man.
God, it's almost inviting.
For real?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you know what? Well, if you're not going to drink the rest of this delicious clam juice, I guess, you know.
And I'm going to go ahead and drink a shot.
Yeah, pour me up one.
Yeah, go ahead and serve up, Zajac.
Why not? Oh, I'm going to get the sediment.
This is the bro show.
No.
Oh, no, I don't want that. No, I think there's enough left. You'll be able to... If you do get some of the sediment, though...
God, it looks so gross,
no, I got some sediment. Very little left.
God damn it, I want to get this over because I haven't done one yet.
I want to taste the sediment.
No, it's not that. Wait for it. Tell me it doesn't taste like a diaper. I don't know what it tastes like.
I'll keep that in mind.
God, look at that, man. Look at how ugly it is.
Yeah, Ryan, you ever wanted to, prove your worth?
Oh, why am I doing another one?
This is your time to shine.
Come on, you know what, man? Bottoms up.
You want to go? Let's do it, guys.
All right,
here we go.
Fuck it, here we go. Oh, that's brutal. Oh, the second one's way worse.
I felt a couple of chugs of that one.
Oh, I can't get it out of my mouth.
Of stuff we've done on the show, though, that's not that bad.
Ooh.
Hey, Sajak, what was it that you wanted to talk about this week? You had something good. I forgot what it was.
Was it? Well, we
got like 5 minutes left.
We covered the people not flushing the fucking public toilets.
Oh,
I hate
right.
that. And also the people sticking gum under tables.
Yeah, what is the deal with that?
I can't fucking stand that. Who does that? Does anybody in this room do that?
No.
I don't chew gum.
I don't see why you wouldn't just throw your gum in the trash or in the toilet or in a million other fucking
spots.
There's
plenty of receptacles for used gum. Why the fuck would you stick it under a table for somebody else to haphazardly touch on the way by?
I don't know.
I hate it.
I remember once when I was a younger man and I was taking a piss in a urinal and I was picking my nose. And I wiped out, I pulled a huge booger out, and I just wiped on the wall above the toilet. So I'm like, whatever, who cares? And then I'm going to wash my hands, and some guy comes in, he's just taking a piss, and he goes, oh, who puts a fucking booger above the goddamn urinal in the bathroom? And I felt like such a douche. Like, I just finished washing my hands, like, oh, yeah, dude, that's pretty douchey.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Who puts a fucking booger on the bed? Yeah, I felt like a major asshole.
God, that's funny.
Actually, you know what kind of pisses me off that maybe you guys can weigh in on this? When somebody blows their nose in public, like just pulls out something, like if you're in a public space, kind of unavoidable. But if you're at work or something, I feel you should kind of excuse yourself for a moment to go.
Yeah. And if you can't excuse yourself, then it's only a temporary solution, but just wipe your nose.
Yeah. Or what's even worse is when they blow their nose and then they like look at it before.
Oh my God, how gross. I actually used to know this guy I was good friends with back in high school, Joe Berkshire. You remember him?
Yeah.
He used to do this thing when we were growing up where he would blow his nose into a tissue and then he would ball like the mucus into one spot and pop it like a zit.
What?
Yeah. Like, dude, check this out. Like, oh. It almost looked like whenever you do it, look at the contents of like an eclair squirting out.
Oh, my God.
You know, like a cream-filled donut? Yeah, it was
bad. I know what an eclair is, man. Believe me, I know what an eclair is.
Yeah, I know you do. You look like you do. All right, well, we got a couple of minutes left, Ryan. You don't want to get tased at all?
No.
Jesus Christ.
It's actually kind of, it's refreshing, almost. It wakes you up.
I believe you. Yeah.
It's really not that bad, man. Why are you being so vagina about
it? It's not the worst thing ever.
AJ, you were hesitant to do it for a long time, and then after you actually did it, didn't you feel like, wow, I was just kind of jerking off?
I kind of felt like, yeah, I was being a pansy.
Yeah. You don't feel at all that way?
I'm being a pansy. Okay, you can mock me, but
yeah,
I'm
that, that doesn't change the score here.
I mean... Yeah, that's my
one. That's it? You're done?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody watch Walking Dead last week?
Did not.
Damn it. Why isn't Zach here? He's the only guy I have to talk to about that. Aww. Anybody ever watch True Detective?
Nope.
Yeah, me either. I keep hearing good things about it, though. I don't have HBO either. I just been rewatching Shield.
I thought you had HBO to go.
I do. I just haven't had the time to actually go in and do it. Anybody going to watch? Wait, what channel is it from Dust Till Dawn TV show? Come on.
I had no idea this thing existed until you mentioned
it. I meant to do this before we started the show this week. I wanted Andrew to watch the trailer so he could see like how douchey.
It looks really gay.
It looks really douchey. It's produced by Robert Rodriguez, I'm pretty sure.
It is.
I'm going to go to their page real quick and look it up.
Well, he also made Spy Kids, which was POS. So.
You didn't like it?
They made tons of money. They're also making a Fargo TV show.
I think that'll be cool.
That could be cool. That's Bob Odenkirk in it.
Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton stars.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I don't know that you're right about that.
I'm positive.
Ryan, check it out. I'm just kidding. I actually want to know.
So how long is this going to go on?
Till you get tased, asshole.
I'm not getting tased, so.
Well, there you go. That shows your dedication.
Yeah.
It's really not that bad. I never thought I'd walk in here and get tased.
Now that I've refused so much, I have to stick with it.
It premieres on March 11th from Dust Till Dawn TV series.
Who stars?
I'm trying. I'm looking to figure out what network. Yeah, Robert Patrick is Jacob.
Isn't that?
Well,
I
know who that is, though.
Yeah,
I'm impressed they managed to get Robert Patrick to do this.
Well, Robert Patrick will do any TV show. You should know that.
It'll be like Robert Patrick, Ben Kingsley.
Yeah. Madison Davenport is Kate Fuller.
Who?
Nope.
I'm trying to find the main guys, the Gecko Brothers. DJ Catrona is Seth Gecko, and Zane Holtz is Richie Gecko.
George Clooney wasn't available?
Yeah, I guess not. I think George Clooney is a little long in the tooth to be Seth Gecko anymore.
He doesn't really look that much older, though.
I think he looks pretty much older. That movie's old as shit.
It was a while ago, like 1990.
It's like 20 years old.
Yeah.
Great movie.
It is. Actually, I would say From Dusk Till Dawn is my favorite grindhouse film of all time. A lot of people fail to consider it as a grindhouse film, but it absolutely fits all the criteria. Well, you don't think so, Andrew? You know about this stuff.
No, I agree.
Okay, the Fargo TV series. Dude, you're right. Billy Bob Thornton is Lauren Malvo. That actually is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's some legitimate...
Isn't he on True Detective 2?
Do what?
Isn't he on True Detective 2?
I don't think so. That's Billy Bob Thornton. I mean, not Billy Bob.
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, thank you. Right. You want to get tased now?
No.
Shut up.
Want to have some more clam juice?
Yeah, why don't you finish off the clam juice?
A little bit more clam juice?
Yeah.
A little bit of clam?
He's pouring it over.
Yeah?
Clam juice on the rocks.
How much are we talking?
I'm talking the remainder.
I will say we are down to the sediment, sir, so you are going to be getting the brunt of it, but...
I would say for anyone like us, that's one gulp.
That's a good gulp.
It's a gulp.
And this is done.
No, you still have to get taste. But you definitely got
it
your...
gives me no incentive.
You definitely got your foot back in the door.
It gives me no incentive to do that.
How? You should want to make up for this.
I just don't.
And there it is. That is it. That is the essence of Scharfenberg on the show.
I'm not going to get tased, okay?
Well, it's kind of fun.
About getting tased, man.
It is kind of fun.
Got some clam juice.
It's fun and funny. Tasing people is funny.
It is funny.
Mousetraps.
I want to tase someone now that I've been tased.
I want someone to snap a mousetrap on their boner.
Oh, fuck that.
I would much rather do it on my boner than a flaccid dick.
Well, yeah. Oh, that sounds terrible.
What do you think is the worst part of your body to do a mousetrap?
Scrotum.
Oh, yeah, the nut. Yeah. You're right, a nut. Absolutely. Hands down. Yeah.
Anything in the genital area is not going to be good.
What if you're a chick, though? Where's the worst place to do it? Nips?
That'd be bad as well.
Yeah. Ugh. It can't compete to the pain of a nut snap, though.
Yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah.
All right, well, Ryan's not going to get tased. We'll see you guys next Thursday. I am gonna go ahead and call it, though. Ryan's fate remains undecided. You guys good with that? You ready to go to Hooters?
Tune in next week to figure out what happened to Ryan Scharfenberg.
Are you really not going to go to Hooters?
I already told you I wasn't. I have reasons.
This guy.
It just never ends with this guy. All right, I'm going to go ahead and call it. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, joined with Matt Sajak, filling in for Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks for having me.
The other guy.
Swallow some clam juice that
our producer.
Thanks for having me.
Shut up. We'll see you guys next week on The Status Bro.